Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dhena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah.
In this ground floor at the exit level, and then the scriptures say that Labvam Sudulabamidam Bahusam Bhavante Manushyam Artadam Anityam Apihadira, that after transmigrating through millions and millions of species of life, and one comes to the exit level at the human form, he says this is the greatest of opportunities, the greatest gain you can get is to end up in a human body. And then Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Manushyanam sahasresu kashchid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kashchin mambeti tatvataha, that out of all those who have attained the human life, there are very few that inquire about spiritual life. And out of those, there are very, very few that come to know Krishna in truth. So all of you are on the ground floor at the exit. You've come to the human form of life. And you also know the ultimate truth, which is bhakti. To perform devotional service to Krishna is the ultimate goal of life. So it's important to remember what a great opportunity one has and to take enthusiastic advantage of the opportunity, as you're all doing. So I encourage utsahan, be very enthusiastic throughout the day and throughout the various periods of your life to take full advantage of the process of pure devotional service that's been given to us by Srila Prabhupada and the mercy of all the great acharyas, and to also give it to as many other people as possible. By giving out Krishna consciousness to others, we remember daily how effective it is ourselves. And when new people come to Krishna consciousness and begin practicing, we can remember again and again how important it is and how effective it is. So this particular ashram is a shining light in North America and in the world. And all of you somehow or other have been given this opportunity by Krishna. And if you go on taking advantage of this as much as possible, then you'll attain the success of life. And you'll be able to help many other people. And that's a very good proposition. So, go on each day, taking full advantage of the process of sadhana. Every mantra counts, and every shloka counts. Every interaction with the devotees is important. Every book you distribute has a far-reaching effect. And if you simply concentrate on your daily activities and take full advantage, then you'll go through this life very quickly. It goes by very quickly. Recently, someone was telling us about meeting a 92-year-old woman on the airplane, and she said her main realization about her life was that it went by very quickly. And it's a very short life, human life, but this verse I quoted recently, Anityam Apihadira, although it's temporary and even very short compared to, for instance, the life of a redwood. We saw redwoods the other day that live sometimes for 2,000 years. And we just go by in a flash compared to that. But if you take advantage of that flash the way you're doing, then you can attain eternal life beyond this very temporary shell of a body and go back to Godhead. So it's been a great honor to be here with all of you. And I just encourage you to stay fully focused on this mission that you have been given here by Krishna. And if you stick with the mission that's given to you by Krishna, by the grace of your spiritual masters, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, then you'll become unlimitedly happy. And as you grow older in Krishna consciousness, you'll have the greatest asset of all, and that is the asset of having given your entire life to the process of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. And I'd like to thank His Holiness Dhanavir Goswami Maharaj for setting an example for the world of how to do such a thing. Use one's entire life in the process of Krishna consciousness, day in and day out. Hare Krishna. Also, thank all the leaders who have taken responsibility at different posts here at New Bhadarika Ashram, because taking responsibility means that you get to you get extra pressure. But just like diamonds are made under extreme pressure underground for many years, they turn into something very valuable. So similarly, the stress and pressure that you take on, having taken responsibility for continuing the Sankirtan movement, is a very edifying kind of pressure. It's the austerity of being a Goshtiya Nandi. The Bhajan and Nandis go off into the forest and take other kinds of austerities. They live by themselves. But the Goshtiya Nandis have this austerity of interacting with all kinds of people for the sake of pushing on a great mission. And so the pushing on of the movement and interacting with others can sometimes be troublesome. But that's our austerity for the sake of pleasing Krishna, to cooperate together to help spread the Sankirtan movement all over the world. Nirkula, did you want to say a few words? We'll say three or four words from there and on. Say a few, three or four words then. Nirkula ran away from home when she was 15, and then joined the 16, and joined the Hare Krishna movement, and has been engaged in practicing Krishna consciousness for many years.
Hare Krishna. It's as Prabhu said, this is a real gem of a temple. Too short, but we're happy that we had this time with you all, and are very encouraged by what we see going on, all the different programs, and all of the team building that's going on, friendships that are being made. I know for both of us, the friendships that we have developed, especially in our early Krishna consciousness, have sustained us through our Krishna consciousness. They're very important, so I would just advise to nurture those, and please just keep doing what you're doing. Hare Krishna.
And now we humbly request if Dhanavira Maharaj could give us a blessing before we leave. For a long time.
Santa Cruz to Los Angeles with Satsuru Maharaj and Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. That was a glorious day because I've always been interested in new devotees, making new devotees. And when Satsuru Maharaj and Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj went there to Santa Cruz, everyone thought, well, Santa Cruz, everyone knows what happens in Santa Cruz. Hippies. Sense gratification. You know, they're interested, but they'll never join. That was our idea. So when those two devotees came back with five devotees, two couples, and a single, and it was really amazing. And so five devotees in one visit, and they all became very dedicated devotees, very enthusiastic. So that was a memorable day. And they haven't stopped serving. And by Shishika, of course, I didn't know that he joined from high school. You're in high school or you finished high school? You didn't finish high school. I mean, 16 years of 16, 17. Yeah, that's good. And then he became a book distributor. So anyone who thinks that book distributors are just fanatics will be proven wrong by Vaisheshika, because he's blossomed into not only a book distributor, but a great scholar and preacher and manager, everything, father. So that's the glory of devotional service. And Prabhupada's showering his blessings on these two devotees. And so they're being empowered to enliven people all over the world. And we're very happy to have their association and wish them long life and good health so they can continue this work. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. Your words are deeply felt. We'll take them to heart. And just in closing, I'd like to just tell you the way in which I ask for donations when I distribute books, because I've found it to be an infallible way. Almost 100% of the people give a donation when I ask them this in this way. But I think we've run out of time, and I'll see you next year. No, they say, after I show the book, I hand it back to them and say, we don't sell it like in a bookstore. We just ask for a donation. We don't need the money. But it's an ancient tradition. When you give something in return for spiritual knowledge, it connects you to the previous teachers who have painstakingly passed it down over many generations and allows you to enter deeply within the knowledge. And when people hear that, even halfway through the presentation, that they become inspired to give something, because they understand that it's not something I need, not what I'm asking for myself, or for some organization, or for tit for tat, for the cost of the book, but it's actually for their own good. And that's an evolution that I've gone through in realizing myself why they're giving the donation, or why we even bother to ask, because we can make all kinds of other arrangements to give out free books or do so many things. So I find that when one comes to a realization of the importance of distributing books and then presents in a very straightforward way. It helps to connect with people very powerfully. And so please go on giving people the opportunity to take these transcendental literatures. We have a window of opportunity where we have pretty much full facility here in America. It's not true all over the world. And we don't know how long that facility will last. So get as many books out as possible. It will change the world one person at a time. And it has a systemic effect when you distribute mass quantities of literature. And we've only scratched the surface as far as our capability, our potential to distribute books. Prabhupada wanted us to increase it unlimitedly. So if you put your heart into that, along with all the other things that you're doing, you'll get unlimited blessings from Srila Prabhupada and Lord Krishna. Gaur Premanande Hari Bhau! And finally, I'd like to thank Tushar Krishna, Prabhu, and Vrindasundari for their leadership here, because every entity, every organism needs a nucleus in order to survive. And you've provided that through your steady devotional service, the two of you together setting this example. So we thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpadurvascha kripa sindaveva cha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha nantukoti vaishnavindiki jai gaur premanande nitai gaura haribo 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 nitai gaura haribo nitai gaura haribo 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 nitai gaura haribo.
Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, hey! Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman.